for WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Dropbox has acknowledged a breach in its digital signature product Dropbox Sign, where hackers gained access to user information such as emails, usernames, phone numbers, and for some users, authentication details such as API keys, OAuth tokens, and multi-factor authentication. Bloomberg reports that the cyber attack, which was detected on April 24th, prompted immediate action from Dropbox, including informing law enforcement and regulatory bodies. The incident highlights vulnerabilities in cloud storage systems, despite Dropbox's stature in the industry. The CEO of United Health Group, Andrew Witty, testified that around a third of Americans, over 100 million people, might have been affected by a recent cyber attack on Change Healthcare systems. The breach, which compromised personal health information and brought healthcare payments processing to a standstill, underscores the magnitude of cybersecurity threats in the healthcare sector, with TechCrunch quoting Witty as estimating that it could be several months before victims are notified of the breach. U.S. federal agencies have revealed that pro-Russia hackers exploited inadequate security measures at several U.S. water plants, with recent cyber attacks hitting a wider swathe of victims than was previously documented. CNN reports that investigations found outdated equipment and weak passwords facilitated the breaches, with many water treatment and other operational industrial systems connected to the internet and easily accessed by hackers. Yaroslav Vasinsky, a Ukrainian man associated with the R-Evil hacking group, was sentenced to over 13 years in prison for his role in the group's ransomware attacks. According to Agence France-Presse, 24-year-old Vasinsky pleaded guilty to charges including conspiracy to commit fraud, money laundering, and damaging protected computers. The hacker, who was also known as Rabotnik, acknowledged his involvement in more than 2,500 ransomware incidents and was ordered to pay $16 million in restitution. Authorities in Sydney, Australia have arrested a man suspected of blackmail in connection with a major data breach that affected up to 1 million residents of New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory. The breach, which The Guardian reports was possibly an act of blackmail or corporate sabotage, exposed personal details including names and addresses. Investigations into the incident, which involved hospitality industry IT provider Outerbox, are ongoing. And finally, Panda Group Incorporated has reported a data breach after discovering unauthorized access to its computer system on March 10th, prompting an investigation and ultimately a notification to law enforcement on April 30th. JD Super reports that as investigations continue, the company, which has over 2,300 restaurants in 43 states, Puerto Rico, and Mexico, and employs over 47,000 people, has moved to mitigate the impact of the breach on its operations. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.